are listening to The Bradshaw Boys, a podcast where three relatively grown men binge the iconic HBO series Sex and the City. So dust off those DVDs and grab yourself a white wine or even a Cosmopolitan and settle in. Take it away, boys.
Welcome to The Bradshaw Boys, a podcast where three guys look at culture and relationships through the lens of Sex and the City. I'm Corey Cavan.
I'm Kevin James Doyle.
My name is John Sieber, and we have a spicy episode for you all tonight. We have a very spicy episode. Put on a Yuletide log. Get your eggnog. Look at your family that you've spent a lot of time with these last couple weeks and just slowly step away from them and go in your room, put in your headphones or drive and buckle up, because we're doing something that we've done on our Patreon, but never in a main feed episode. And that is, we are going to write an episode of Sex and the City live on air for all of you all. And what's special about this episode?
It's
the first time you'll ever hear it. Mostly
something else.
It's gonna be something they never covered. Something that they botched. They just said when the series was done, they're like, "Oh shit, we never did that," and we're gonna correct the travesty that is the fact that Sex and the City does not have a Christmas episode.
That's right. This is going to be a holiday
episode.
This
is the first one ever. First ever holiday episode.
We have some of the ladies celebrating Christmas, potentially some of them celebrating Hanukkah. We're not sure. And the way we're going to do this is we are going to randomly generate a number, 1 through 6, to find out which season we're going to be in. And then another number generator, 1 through, I don't know, like 15, to find out what episode this is going to supplant. Usage of the right word? So we need to know what's happening in the storyline. Is Carrie with Aiden? Is Carrie with Berger? Is Carrie with Big? Is, you know, Samantha with, or Charlotte with Trey? Is Charlotte with Harry? We don't know. So we have to randomly generate these numbers to know where in the canon we are. And then we are going to come up and write a holiday Christmas, Hanukkah celebration episode. Mm.
And we're sure they never did any holiday things on the actual show. In all 6 seasons, they never did a Christmas episode. They never did a holiday episode.
I Googled
That's
it.
True, There's, right?
There was one thing that Charlotte was saying, how she was going to miss Christmas.
Because, like, she converted?
Yeah. Because don't they talk about Christmas trees? And he's like, we can get you a Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah. I think they do talk about that. Yeah.
But even that, I don't even know if it was around Christmas time. And then during Splat, they don't mention it, even though, is that a holiday party they're at? Or was it just snowing after?
It's just snowing after, which is the first time we've ever seen snow. But it's weird. If it was a holiday party, it would be that Carrie moved to Paris either at Christmas or like right after the New Year, something like that. Because she goes very soon after that, but they don't really say what it is. It looks like it could be a holiday party, or just maybe it's just like a party in December or something like that.
Alrighty, let's get started. So there's 6 seasons of Sex and the City. So I'm going to put random number generator 1 and 6. We're going to roll here. All right, we're in season 5. So this holiday episode will take place in season 5. And so we are in the land of the burger. That'll be fun.
Christmas
and then
in Atlantic City.
How many episodes are there in season 5? Do we know? Season 5 is 8. A really short season, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right. So then I have to do a random number between 1 and 8. And we're going to roll. Start. All right. So we are. Why is this? Okay. All right, so we are doing episode 4. So season 5, ooh, episode 4. So 1, 2.
So let's
3. So okay. So season what's happening in in season or episode three. So this is what happened right before it.
Okay.
Miranda feels a double failure as neither motherhood nor professional life can get her full attention, and her neighbors give her dirty looks about her screaming baby. Samantha feels her own problems, such as a broken vibrator, are no less important and demonstrates her expertise on the subject in the shop. Carrie encourages Samantha to acknowledge that Miranda is now a mother, and Samantha eventually offers to babysit Brady while Miranda goes to a hairdresser. When Charlotte feels uncomfortable talking through her attractive lawyer about Bunny's divorce terms.
What's the name of that episode?
It's called Critical Condition.
Wait, that's...
Oh, that's the way I went that, up. I'm sorry.
That's not in... Yeah, yeah. That, oh, yeah,
I
yeah.
Messed
that's
up.
Season...
I messed
that's,
up.
That's episode six.
Scratch that. Luck...
Scratch right, that.
So the last one
it's
we watched...
It's Luck Be an Old Lady.
It's Luck Be an Old Lady.
It's when they go to Atlantic City.
Yeah.
Christmas in Atlantic City, baby.
No, this
but
is
that's
so we're
not
doing
what
the one
doing.
We're doing the one after this.
We're doing after. So they did Christmas Eve in Atlantic City.
Yeah. So Christmas like, Eve okay.
we'll
in Atlantic City.
We'll be doing
City.
Episode four. Episode three is Luck Be an Old Lady. So then the next one. So the one that we're replacing then would be Cover Girl.
Yes.
Which is Carrie works with Samantha. It's the book. It's the one we're replacing is Big Bone Tom. That's where Miranda goes to Weight Watchers.
Oh, man.
I'm out of here. So, unfortunately, we got to take Big Bone Tom. He's out of the canon.
Unfortunately, we have to erase BBT from canon.
That just means that he plays Santa Claus in the next episode. It's just he's in the next one. He's a mall
dude,
Santa.
Him and Miranda are just fucking munching on tons of Christmas sweets.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
This is good.
Yeah.
This is so... funny. All right, so let me read the plot of Luck Be an Old Lady so we know at least where everyone is, and I'll be taking some diligent notes during all this. But Carrie's bored as if there was no entertainment anywhere in New York, so she insists on celebrating Charlotte's 36th birthday together. Samantha had promised Richard to join him to Atlantic City, but when she tells him, he invites the whole quartet to the Taj Mahal Casino. Miranda and Carrie, who came to get here, missed his private jet because Steve is really afraid to take care of Brady for more than 2 hours, till Magda offers to help. Once there, Charlotte lives up and Miranda switches between gambling. This is like the worst written plot ever. IMDb just did a horrible job. I'm like 0 for 2. Read Wikipedia's. Theirs is usually better.
The Wikipedia line for Luck Be an Old Lady is, Carrie desperately tries to get everyone together for Charlotte's 30-faux birthday.
Okay.
F-A-U-X. Charlotte doesn't want to turn 36 because she feels she's getting old. Miranda goes to Atlantic City with the girls, feeling self-conscious about her weight. Samantha is paranoid that Richard is cheating with the entire female hotel staff.
Nice.
And I'm trying to remember if anything else happened there. I know that we said that they had like great extras that seem like people you would actually see in Atlantic City.
Yeah, remember the guys.
And then they have that, and then they have that bus ride back. They have the bus ride back where they take that picture together or whatever on the Atlantic City bus. Yeah.
When I posted that on Instagram, Kristen Davis was like, "I've never seen that picture before."
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Are they all single in this? No, Samantha is married.
Samantha's with Richard.
Miranda had just had Brady, and so she's completely single. She hasn't met Richard yet. Charlotte is in the middle of getting a divorce with Trey, or she's recently divorced with Trey.
Okay.
And then Carrie is single post-burger.
Oh, yeah, because Charlotte wears that dress in Atlantic City.
Trying to get her laid, right?
Wah, wah, wee, wah. Yeah, totally.
All right.
Real.
So
real
here we are. It's the holiday season of... What year was this made? This is... 2002. It is December 2002.
Okay.
And I think you're absolutely onto something. Miranda definitely still interacts with Big Bone Tom. Big Bone Tom is in the episode.
He's in this episode.
She's still concerned about her weight, and he is a mall Santa for sure.
All right. So does someone want to do the HBO sound to start us off?
Kevin, you got this.
No.
I just felt the sound of people tapping their phones to stop the episode.
Oh, that didn't happen. Just that's what that 15-second button's for. Just two clicks of that.
And exactly.
Like, the problem, exactly. That was worse than an ad.
All right. So what is, like, let's start writing this episode.
Okay. So it's Christmas, mm-hmm. It's Christmas in New York,
and it looks like they're all going to be celebrating Christmas because Samantha is not, Charlotte is not with Harry yet and has not converted. So we do get a clue that Charlotte is like a huge Christmas holiday person. She's a huge holiday aficionado. I feel like it would be, I feel like Charlotte, her storyline should be super pumped for Christmas. Is she throwing a party? Is she, what's she doing?
Cause this is pre Harry. So she's still celebrating Christmas. Do you think she's throwing a party in her art gallery? You think she decides to like do an after hours art gallery, Christmas party. Get everyone in there.
Because we had her doing cocaine at her art gallery last episode we wrote.
That's a good point.
Check it out on Patreon.
Check out her Patreon. Charlotte does cocaine on it.
And I promise you, Kevin does not do the long intro for every one of the episodes. That was a unique one time.
But what if, since we're in the midst of a fight with over the Classic Six, the apartment, what if she wants to have a holiday party and there's some conflict about whether she can have the party at the apartment? What if there's a little, we could have Ebenezer Bunny involved, and we could have
So Charlotte throws a holiday party at the apartment, and Bunny is not into it. Yeah. And Bunny shows up to ruin it.
How does Bunny find out about it? Does she find out about it through
maybe she shows up to the party to like deliver, maybe it's like to give like a truce or something, to be like, give her a gift, to just be like, hey, like Trey and Bunny go by to be like, I know we're not together, but Merry Christmas. And then they see that and they're just like appalled.
Maybe like Trey and Bunny are going to like their annual handbell choir concert that they go to for Christmas. Like they're doing something very mother and son. And then he convinces her. He's like, Mother, come on. It's Christmas. You can't hate Charlotte forever. And then he convinces her somehow. Maybe they're going to go by to give the doorman their like Christmas tips that they give every year. Mm-hmm. And like, as they have the envelope, they stop outside and there's like something that him and Charlotte used to like love to get together. Like some like there's like a Zabar's type place or whatever. And then he convinces her as they're going to get the Christmas tips to grab this thing. And then that's how they get into the party. That's how they go up to the party.
So the party's happening and they bust in mid party.
Yeah, well,
they also could be at like Zabar's and they're going to deliver the stuff to Charlotte as a surprise. And before they get in, they look up and they see like at the fifth floor of the building, and they see like those rocking around the Christmas tree Home Alone type shadows going, but they're actually real. And then they're like, so if they saw it on the street, maybe they would be like, they were going to be nice, but then they could have a little fight outside about like, what's going on up there? We shouldn't go. Shouldn't we? Maybe she's up. I mean, What is a Classic Six? That's in like a co-op, right? Like a big co-op.
I think it's I am never clear on what this definition means. I thought it was like, yeah, maybe it's in a big co-op building. It's like an Upper East Side. We're gonna find this definition once and for all right now.
It's not a townhouse. John, like it's not like a floor of a townhouse.
Okay, I like what's happening here. What is Carrie up to? And what is the through line? What is like the I couldn't help but wonder? Because if we come up with the I couldn't help but wonder, maybe like I couldn't help but wonder, but do we have a little Grinch in all of us? And maybe Charlotte's storyline is she out of spite for Bunny ruins Christmas to ruin it for Bunny. And so she does something that she thinks is deplorable, which is like ruin Christmas, but just to get back at Bunny. And like maybe everyone has to make a decision in which they like hurt someone else for their own betterment. Like maybe Miranda is with Big Bone Tom and he's like he's a mall Santa, but she like prevents him from eating cookies and he ends up losing his job. But she has to keep him on the straight and narrow with dietary restrictions.
Because he loses weight?
Yeah.
That's so funny. I'm going to lose my fucking job if I don't eat these donuts.
Yeah, or she's like, you can't do it. You have to say no. And then he says no. And like some kid is like, but I brought you these cookies and Santa's supposed to eat them. And, you know, the kid starts crying.
That's pretty good.
Big Bone Tom doesn't do them.
So like Big Bone Tom is on Atkins, basically.
Yeah.
But he has to get... Okay. Cool.
I don't know. I want to know what Carrie's through line is. What is the message that all of the storylines orbit around?
I feel like
what is that? I couldn't help but wonder.
My guess is that one of them could be a Grinch thing. But that the I couldn't help but wonder would be something about being lonely on the holidays.
What about like I couldn't help but wonder, like the holiday spirit manifests itself in different ways, and they're all haunted by something, or like there's some, not necessarily in a scary haunt, but like their past affects like their holiday somehow, and so it's like
in a-
it's like Bunny could be the ghost of Christmas past, Big could be like the ghost of Christmas future, and then like. Richard could be the ghost of Christmas, like present, and then I don't know what Big Bone Tom is.
And he's then Samantha's fucking some guy, and she's like talks about how it wasn't good because of his tiny Tim. He had a small penis.
I thought it was like, just that the guy had a. I thought it was just that he had a crutch the whole time. he has polio or whatever Tiny Tim had.
We're dangerously close to Samantha. Having sex with an underage kid.
No, it's the short guy that she dated for a while. The guy that it's the guy that shopped at the little boys like
yes
the little boys sizes. She's with him and he broke his leg, so he's got a crutch, so he just looks like Tiny Tim the whole time.
I mean, I guess Brady could be like the ghost of Christmas present. Brady could be like the
Brady the kid.
Brady is like haunt. Not. I want to be very clear what I'm saying here. Like she's not haunting Miranda, but like. It's a reality that she has to live in which maybe her holiday is not what she was expecting because instead of like her normal Christmas tradition, she's up wiping booty or something like that.
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone describe changing a diaper for a kid as wiping booty.
Is that not that what booty? It is?
It's 100% what it is, but there's something you only like hear that term in like a song or something like that girl was wiping a booty. It's like it sounds.
I want you to find. I want you to find a song in which 100%. Those.
There's so many. There's on Tag Team's first album. There's two of them. No, but it's like you when you say booty, it just sounds like it's in a song.
You wiping that
she's
booty.
She's up wiping booty.
Well, we need to think. I mean, we need to think of something and just go with it here because we're halfway through.
I think the Christmas Carol aspect. I like the Christmas Carol aspect. It's like I couldn't help but wonder if the Christmas spirit visits all of us or something like that. I don't know.
Okay. Let's give in to it. Let's just give in. Who's Ebenezer Scrooge?
Bunny?
I feel like it'd be one of the four. I mean, Carrie would be an Ebenezer Scrooge in that, let's say she's making it about her and all of her ghosts and everyone around her I feel like Carrie would be the Ebenezer Scrooge, but instead of hating Christmas, she's so focused on her love life that she's missing the joys of Christmas,
dude,
which are
so good. So good.
A savior has been sent.
Mm.
O come, O so come, good. Emmanuel.
And then
there's got to be an O come joke with some.
Oh gosh.
And then she gets visited by ghosts of past, not her relationships, but her friends' relationships that make her realize that she, like, can perpetually chasing a relationship can miss the joys that are in front of you right then and there.
Right.
Is that the message?
Is there an episode name called Ghosts of Boyfriends Past or something? Or is that just the McConaughey
There's that McConaughey movie. I know that. Okay. Ghosts of Girlfriends Past. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So Is there like a fancy
name brand designer that would be punny with Carol? Could be like a Christmas Chanel. I don't know. Something like that. We'll table that one for now. All right. So Carrie is super focused on finding love, that she overlooks the Christmas spirit that is in front of her. Is that it?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Or she's super focused on writing her column this week.
And then she's like in her head so buried in work.
Yeah.
That she like, yeah, totally.
That she misses the festive season.
Yeah, we're juggling some things, but it would be beyond the pale for, I mean, we've seen this before, that if Charlotte was gonna have a party and like Carrie couldn't come because of work and Miranda couldn't come because of like Brady, like that would break her heart, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I totally feel like there could be something there.
Yep.
So what relationships like are each ghost? Like Samantha is the only one who's dating someone. So Samantha would have Ghost of Christmas Present, right? Mm-hmm. And Richard. And what is something that Carrie would learn about herself from seeing Samantha's relationship that she doesn't want about love? Does that make sense?
Something she doesn't want,
right? Because like these relationships have to course correct her from the direction that she's focusing on. If she's got her head so far up love's butt, what thing has to happen in Samantha's relationship that's going to make her turn and go the other way? Or am I looking at this completely wrong?
I feel like her past, this is also when things were going okay with Richard, or no, this is when Samantha started to freak out with Richard.
I think
she thought he was cheating.
I think they're going okay.
This is like when she's starting to freak out, because if it was around, because it's right after she hasn't freaked out yet, but she
break finds up out with him in Vegas.
No, she does when she's back home.
But this
is like when the real, like questions start.
So we have Carrie. He's the Ghost of Christmas Present. Trey is the Ghost of Christmas Past. And then Miranda needs to be the Ghost of Christmas Future. Maybe she somehow sees like how Brady is gonna like be dating someone. She like, I don't know, goes on a date with a ginger named Brady who has like a lawyer mom, and Carrie's like, this was an awful date. I don't know.
Do you think that, what if the future is that Miranda sees into Brady's future and like gets totally protective of the kind of girls that he'll date, and Miranda just like keeps thinking about
What if Miranda like tells Carrie, like, now that I have a son, it's making me realize what type of woman we should be. And I don't take That's this good. The wrong way, Carrie, but I would never want my son to date a woman like you.
Oh, oh, God. Don't take this the wrong way.
Don't take, hey, you know I'm your best friend, right? I'm just here to tell you the truth. I would never let my son date a fucking
Hey, listen. I got friends that I love very near and dear, and I would not want my daughter to date friends like that. That's there's no harm in that.
Yeah, but when you told your friends that, they walked out of the room crying. You remember when that happened, John? And why would you fucking bring it up on the pod? I'm sorry. Never speak of it again.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of a way that Miranda's relationship could be ghost of Christmas future.
A little bit controversial here?
Yeah,
No one cares about Brady. No one wants a storyline about Brady. We want
yeah, but
we
the storyline's about Miranda. Storyline's about Miranda.
Who's her ghost of future? Is her future? Is she with Steve right now? Her future is a future apart, a future with no.
She's not with Steve right now. This is pre Robert Leeds.
So it's a future. Her ghost of the future is being alone.
Mm. She's with Big Bone Tom. Her ghost of the future. Her ghost of the future is diabetes.
So he's gonna be dead.
He's gonna be dead in a year. He's gonna have a heart attack.
Who doesn't have?
Her ghost of the future is that she's like the thing that I connect with. The thing that I keep connecting with men about is eating, and whatever man I marry is gonna eat himself to death, and I'm really afraid of that. That's her. And she's like, I've got to get. And then finally, someone's like, Miranda, listen. It's not your fault. Like, that's their issue, not yours. Okay.
Yeah.
You're fine. Like, I think they finally like shake it back. And what if it ends up being that like Miranda thinks that she's just like, any man that I'm with, he's gonna eat himself to death. And they're like, Miranda, no, that's not gonna happen. You're being codependent. And it turns out to be a codependent thing where it's like, it's not that, Miranda.
I agree with you.
What
a way to go out. Like, I feel like you could say that to Miranda and she'd be like, that's a way to go out. Eat yourself to death.
Yeah.
Like that'd be such a great way for her to be like, that's fine.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
All right.
I think you're absolutely right, though.
I don't think she's with Brady, Tom. Because he's still in the arc, but she's not with him.
Okay.
That's what I think.
So where's the sex in this episode? We need some sex. We need something to happen. Maybe Charlotte goes for she like hooks up with Trey just for some like for some holiday loving, and it just like
I mean that
causes like a really big issue.
So it's like a it's like a Christmas
lonely.
Yeah, it's
fuck.
Just like
yeah.
Yeah. Old, yeah, I bet,
classic,
I,
old classic CLF.
I bet it'd be great.
All right. So Charlotte basically has a CLF, class, just a classic lonely fuck. And mm-hmm.
No, it's a Christmas. Christmas, not classic. Christmas.
Classic or Christmas can go, it'd be interchangeable with the C.
Sure. That makes sense.
She has a Christmas lonely fuck. And did they get busted by Bunny?
Dude, what if what if there's a phone call? Oh. She sets up. Imagine if Charlotte did this. Like, she would just have a list of ground rules that are just like, this is just once. It's because blah, blah, blah. I thought of you. We don't ever speak of this again. Like, she would have the list of ground rules. And then after she says all that, he's like wondering what it is. And she's like, your gift? I want to fuck you. And then she just like drops her robe or something. And he's like, Charlotte?
Yeah.
But then they get into it.
Yeah.
So I think the why it's the ghost of Christmas past is like the entire episode we're left to believe that they're going to have this classic lonely thing in Christmas, and it builds up, and then he mm-hmm. still can't get it up. And the lesson is like, don't go back to there's no future in your past.
Mm. Mm. And there's no boner in your pants.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're Trey.
It makes me sad though. It makes me sad because it's a controversial opinion, but I like Trey and I want him to be able to come through. You know, like I know he's had his problems. I want him to get it done for Christmas.
How about this? He gets really insecure and then she's like, don't worry, I was prepared for this. She gets a freaking Viagra out and he's embarrassed.
Blue Chew.
But then she's like, come on. And then, yeah. Then he pops it, and then they have a CLF, and it is A++.
But what does she learn?
No?
What? Yeah, I'm totally on for that. But then, what is Carrie like? Why is she visited by that? Why is she haunted by that?
Because we're all dealing at the holidays. Everyone is figuring out some way to deal with loneliness. If you know what I mean, like. This is one way to do it. It kind of worked out. I'm sure it was kind of complicated too. Like, I mean, those in real life, those things can go either way. They can be like, there's usually like, it either goes good with slightly complicated or horribly. Mm-hmm. I feel like for the sake of Charlotte and Trey and all the trauma they've been through, it would be nice if they had one that was like, it's the sexual equivalent of their magazine shoot, that it's just like, this wasn't great. But it wasn't horrible. He came through.
All right. So maybe the moral of the story.
Like, that's one way to deal with it.
Maybe the moral of the story is like, don't let your ghosts haunt you. Sleep with them instead. It's way more fun that way.
Don't let your ghosts haunt you. Let your ghosts hump you.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Yes. That's
yeah. It's way more fun that way. And then, way. And like Samantha can come up, get out of her head that Richard is not cheating on her and they can have a CLF. Charlotte can have a CLF, and then Miranda, it's the same storyline with BBT, except he's a mall Santa, and she just, you know, realizes that it's okay if he's going to eat himself and to death, she's still going to get hers.
Also, for real, imagine the amount of holiday, Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday hookups that probably go down every year, and this year, nothing. Just to complete the market for holiday back home type hookups when people are like, oh yeah, did you hear whatever from high school or whatever? All those, you couldn't do it because you'd be at risk for killing your parents.
Mm-hmm.
I think some there's some people just going for it.
I was about to say, I was like, I think there's some people that are risking it for love. Trust me.
No, for yeah. CLF.
For CLF, yeah.
So Carrie's ultimate message is like, don't let your ghosts haunt you. Let your ghosts hump you.
No, that can only happen in the Charlotte storyline. You can't do that for the whole show. I feel like that's like not like.
What's the last thing Carrie says then?
We don't have her storyline yet. We just have her thing. Her storyline has to be the ultimate ghost. You know, like these are all like mini ghosts, but over the entire series, like Big is the ultimate ghost, or maybe for the context of the show where we're at right now, it could be Aiden because they were still coming off their big time. But what if the ghost of Aiden is still haunting her because like, I don't know, Aiden or Big, we could say Big, but I think within the context of season 5, we could say Aiden. What if there's something like, what if she dips, how did their breakup end? Cause what if she dips her back to deal, to like text him or gives him a call and then regrets it. And then he just destroys him again.
I mean, cause their breakup ended, didn't their breakup end when he slept in the other room when mm-hmm. they had the two apartments?
Yeah.
And then it was just like, he never slept in the other apartment ever again.
Also, how much of a Carrie storyline would that be, that like her Christmas loneliness allows her to like mess with Aiden's brain again? Because
what about this?
Okay.
What about this with this continual Carrie storyline? What if it starts off with her? We get her out of the apartment somehow. Mm-hmm. It starts off with her maybe trying to call Aiden or trying to call Big, trying to call another crush or like an old flame, trying to rekindle. And they don't respond. She keeps getting their voicemail. And so she goes on this kind of like lonely walk around the city. And we keep dipping into the other people's stories, kind of like a Christmas Carol thing. So like you end up seeing Miranda's storyline, kind of like the Ghost of Christmas Present or whatever. And as Carrie's doing that, you're seeing the sites around New York, like the Rockefeller Center tree. You end up seeing, I don't know if there's anything in Times Square.
Macy's windows.
The ball.
Macy's window.
Mace Windu.
Yeah, Mace Windu.
He's just there. Windu. He's there with his purple lightsaber, just cleaving people in half.
But then,
I'm tired of all this GD sex in this damn city.
And then I don't remember what they're doing in terms of phones at this point. Do they have cell phones? Are they calling pagers? Because like, what if she finally goes back to like a payphone to like check her messages? And as she does, like you see, she leans into the payphone and then you just see Big like pull up to the light, kind of like in the Paris shot.
Mm-hmm.
And he like is there and it's like, and then they just miss each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the end for her. And so it like is a lonely, but there's got to be something that like kind of makes her happy at the end, or maybe not.
Well, there has to be a takeaway. There has to be her narrating something, you know, her narrating something.
Her
like my vision is like she's writing in her apartment. She's blah, blah, blah. And you just see her computer. And then she like it's her, and then she shuts the computer, and the shot is like a Christmas tree in the background. Like she gave in, she celebrated the holiday. She learned from her friend's experience that it's not right. all about work and deadlines. That there is a holiday to celebrate as well.
Oh, what if she's trying to get this guy? I guess we're pre-Burger, so it's either Big or Aiden. She's calling him. They end up having a phone conversation, and it gets kind of tense. And then finally you find out that someone's coming over. And so in the end, she does that. And then she types her last thing. She closes her laptop and she goes to answer the door, and it's Stanford there. And he's got like two Aww. Drinks, and that's who's coming over at the end. And she realizes like sometimes the best gifts are not the ones that you want, but the ones that are given to you or something like that. It's like, it's not the gift you think you want. It's the gift that you need. And it's just her and it.
Yes. Corey, F, and Kevin. That's it.
There we go.
That's it.
That's my present to you. And then so, you go out, and then the shot out her window, you see her and Stanford like cheers in their drinks and like dancing together.
Great. So Carrie.
And then you just see Big Bone Tom lying in the street dead of a insulin
donuts
coma.
Donuts all around.
So Carrie starts the episode like exploring her ghosts of Christmas past,
mm-hmm.
either Big or Aiden. And then throughout the episode, we see Charlotte deal with her ghost of Christmas past, which is Trey. And they end up like having their magazine moment in which they hook up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Samantha is the ghost of Christmas present, which is Richard. And we haven't covered their storyline yet. What's happening with Richard and Samantha?
Well, I would really like if there could be some sort of tie together with a BDSM bar and her being Jacob Marley. So she comes out in a whole all chained up. And you think she's like, you think she's Jacob Marley.
Who's Jacob Marley?
Jacob Marley's the ghost of Christmas past, right?
No, it's before. Jacob Marley is the guy that comes in
the upcoming ghosts?
Yes. And he's the one that haunts Ebenezer Scrooge and says, don't do what I did, you know? And,
yeah,
and
you'll be visited by three ghosts.
Yes, you'll be visited by three ghosts. So she has to, it's a BDSM situation that she's in. All right. But it's,
so we either have a BDSM Jacob Marley storyline or we have a Tiny Tim. We need to get really punny with Samantha. Maybe she really wants to peg Richard, and the only way he'll let her do it is if she uses the Tiny Tim strap on.
Oh my gosh.
It's called the
Tiny
Tim.
Yes.
Oh, he's,
yes,
like, you
the
can
Tiny
do it.
Tim strap on.
You can do it, babe, but you gotta use this one. And she's like, fine. And then I got you the Tiny Tim.
And then at the end she does it, but it ends up hurting him and he has to use a little Tiny Tim crutch to get around after.
Oh my gosh.
Can he have like one of those ball gags in his mouth? And as she's doing it, it slips out and goes up to his nose and he looks like Rudolph.
Like Rudolph.
Oh my gosh.
She gets what she's always wanted.
That's
a pretty easy. That's a pretty easy storyline. There
that's
we go.
Pretty great. That's pretty great.
All right. Good so job. she Tiny Tim's. We have the BDSM Jacob Marley. She Tiny Tim's Richard and his ball gag slips and looks like a Rudolph nose. How did we not write for Sex and the City?
I know. I feel like when we talked to Amy Harris, I feel like if we would have given her these storylines, she probably would have been like a little ridiculous, but good. Very
all right.
Good.
The last one that we really need to iron out.
We would say
Miranda.
That, and then I'd be like, based on the rules you created, actually that thing exactly happened to me last Christmas. I got pegged by my girlfriend with the Tiny Tim.
Yeah.
Oh man, those would just be flying off the shelves. Every guy would be like, oh my gosh, I want to get pegged too.
With the Tiny Tim.
It would be like when she created the Flirtini and willed it into existence. She would create the Tiny Tim
holiday.
Yes, it's
like a pegging starter pack that more guys would be like, oh, well, if there's a Tiny Tim, like I would do it now.
Yeah, the Tiny Tim holiday pegger. All right, so what's the serious one with Miranda? She falls in love with a guy. She's super into him. They meet at Weight Watchers, and then they struggle to eat, and then you realize that she realizes that he's a mall Santa, and for some reason she gets turned off by that.
Wait, is this just straight up Big Bone Tom?
Yeah, and he's like, come to my work. I really want to see you. I really want you to watch me perform. Bring Brady. It'll be really fun. Like, I'm a performer. Ugh. I'm really great. And then she comes with Brady. She's looking like all sexy. And she gets there, and it's a line to wait to get your picture taken with Santa. And he's the mall Santa.
Is there any part of you that just is already making me cringe? I could just imagine that being a part of my life at some point, of being like having to get it. You know, like David Sedaris is like the Christmas elf.
Yeah.
It's like there's just, that's too close that you could.
Or she waits in line and puts Brady on his lap, and then he pulls down his beard and says something about like, I know what you want for Christmas, and it freaks her. And then she's like, I can't do this anymore.
Mm. Well, there also could be a thing that they have this great date, this really, really awesome date. And he does not want her to know that he's a mall Santa.
Yes.
And then she goes to Macy's, and then he sees her in line and he's freaking out. And that way, maybe she can be embarrassed by it, but also there can be a charm to it somehow that he's just like, he's like, listen, I do this for extra thing around the holidays so that I can do blah, blah, blah. And also, like, you know, it's the only way I can, like, legally, like, touch kids during the year, and he's actually a child. I'm just joking.
I think, and then what happens is like the last scene with her is they're like getting frisky again, and he says something that triggers her, and she's like, "I had to break up with him. All I could see in my future is I'm having sex with Santa Claus," and it's like she couldn't get over the fact that he's a Santa Claus.
Maybe he just keeps making like weird, like I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus references as they're making out.
And she's just like, there's no future with Santa Claus. So totally. That's great. So Charlotte, Ghost of Christmas Past with Trey, Miranda, Ghost of Christmas Future. She can't get over the fact that she hooked up with Santa Claus, who's played by Big Bone Tom. And then, Ghost of Christmas Present, Samantha Pegg's Richard with the Tiny Tim.
Oh,
Carrie hears all those storylines. She thinks she wants to spend the holidays with Aiden. Final scene, closes her laptop. Stanford's in the background, and it ends with them dancing to Christmas songs and the like.
And dude, then I think the credit song is All I Want for Christmas with You, Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
That's the credit song. Mariah Carey just makes tons more money.
Well, also, one final thing. What if there's, because what's the I couldn't help but wonder.
I had it written down.
Okay, it could be cool. It could be cool if somehow like Bunny represented. She somehow makes an appearance, and she's just a person that it's like, hey, some people, like you have a choice to be happy around Christmas. You have a choice of how you make it, and she's a person that's like she's not. She catches them or something or hears about it. And Trey's just like, Mom, stay out of my business or something. Yeah. There could be some way that like that it's like there's some people that are never going to be happy around Christmas and Bunny's one of them. And like Trey stands up to the mom.
Yeah.
It's She's just like I couldn't help with anyone except for me. That's the agreement.
Yeah, I couldn't. I mean, the one I have is I couldn't help but wonder if the Christmas spirit visits all of us. Holiday spirit is in all of us. I don't know. It'd have to be tightened up a little bit.
Obviously, a lot of it,
but
yeah.
But the takeaway is it's not the gift you think you want, it's the gift you need.
Yeah.
Stanford.
that's what Richard says. This isn't the gift I wanted, but it's the gift I need.
Oh,
man.
My gosh. I think we did it. I think that's it.
I think we wrote the first ever Sex in the City holiday episode.
That's I think so too. In the short 45 minutes and 30 seconds it took us, we wrote a fantastic holiday episode, and I'm very, very proud of it.
Well,
God bless us, everyone.
I'm thankful for you guys this Christmas.
I'm thankful for both of you, and I'm thankful for all of our fans. If you like this. We've done this several times with other episodes on our Patreon. Kevin talks about one specifically, which we wrote some of the highlights out of the episodes. We did one where Charlotte tries cocaine for the first time at her gallery. We did a really funny one in season one where Miranda is the co-signer on Skipper's rent apartment because he can't afford it.
Oh my gosh, that was great.
And there's a whole bunch of other goofs in our Patreon. If you're not already a member, please check that out.
Thank you.
Check it out.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays to everyone. And, and guess what? Our next episode after this... We have two more episodes, and then we're in 2021. We're done with this.
That's right. Can't wait. And then we're watching some movies soon. It's going to be great.
Happy holiday, taters. Love you all.
Happy holiday, taters.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Bradshaw Boys stars Corey Cabin, Kevin James Doyle, and John Sieber. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Balin, and narrated by Katie Sieber. This podcast is part of the Seltzer Kings Network. Check out all their great podcasts at seltzerkings.com. You can find the boys on their socials at The Bradshaw Boys or on their website at thebradshawboys.com. And as always, if you see them in the street, tip your glass. Thanks for listening.